Good morning, family and friends of St. Mark's. With the psalmist, we say, I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. While we're not able to physically gather together at our houses of worship, thankfully we are still able, through a variety of means, including online technology, to still gather together for worship. And what a holy day to join together for worship. Blessings be with you as we hear and sing God's Word on this Palm Sunday, a day which leads to a week of the most significant historical events, events which still have a great impact on us and on our world today. As with those who have gone before us, we continue to shout aloud the hope we have, a hope that fills us with peace and joy, even through the uncertainty of earthly times. We continue with our worship by turning our attention to our opening hymn. It's entitled Hosanna, Loud Hosanna. It's found in Christian Worship. It's number 130. Again, a reminder that our worship service and the links for our worship service, along with our Bible studies and other information regarding what's going on with our church and school during this time, they're either mailed out to you by email. If you want our email and you're not getting it currently, please contact our church office and we'll get you in our email list. Also, you can find all these links together with the worship bulletin on our website under the Stay Connected to God's Word section. Let us now turn our attention to our opening hymn on this Palm Sunday, Hosanna, Loud Hosanna. We worship this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dear friends, let us approach God with a true heart and confess our sins, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Lord of life,
I confess that I am by nature dead in sin. For faithless worrying and selfish pride, for sins of habit and sins of choice, for the evil I have done and the good I have failed to do, you should cast me away from your presence forever. O Lord, I am sorry for my sins. Forgive me for Jesus' sake.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. In His great mercy, God made us alive in Christ even when we were dead in our sins. Hear the word of Christ through his called servant. I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the well-being of all people everywhere, that they may receive from you all they need to sustain body and life, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the spread of your life-giving gospel throughout the world, that all who are lost in sin may be brought to faith in you, hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
For patience and perseverance in this life, that we may not lose the hope of heaven as we await your return, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord of life, live in us that we may live for you.
Amen.
We now turn to our hymn, Praise the One Who Breaks the Darkness. It's found in Christian Worship, number 353, and again, also in the link that was emailed to you, or also on our website, the service bulletin, under the heading, Stay Connected to God's Word. You will find those links. Let us pray. We praise you, O God, for the great acts of love by which you have redeemed us through your Son, Jesus Christ. As he was acclaimed by those who scattered their garments and branches of palms in his path, so may we always hail him as our King and follow him with perfect confidence,
who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our first lesson for this Palm Sunday comes to us from the prophet Zechariah, the 9th chapter, pointing out the fact that our God, the only true God of heaven and earth, is worthy of praise. He promised and he fulfilled that promise regarding the sending of his Son to be the Savior of all nations. And as the Savior, he has brought a peace which is equal to none. We hear these words. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Let us now join in singing the song in our bulletin. It's called Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Truly, Jesus is worthy of praise. Not everyone will see it that way, but Jesus did indeed come to bring peace to all nations. We hear these words from Philippians chapter 2. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of our Lord. Our next song is There Is a Redeemer. It's from Christian Worship Supplement, number 747.
Thank you.
song definitely highlights and summarizes our reason to give praise to Jesus. And the heart of our praise for Jesus is we are reminded of in our gospel reading. It's from Matthew chapter 21, the Palm Sunday account, when Jesus rides into Jerusalem and hears words of praise that we are giving him today by his grace. We hear these words of our Lord. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ." Our hymn of the day is "Ride On, Ride On in Majesty." It's found in Christian Worship number 133. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours in great abundance, and this is possible from God our Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We focus our attention on this Palm Sunday on the Old Testament words for the prophet Zechariah, the 9th chapter, where we hear once again these words, "He will proclaim peace to the nations." This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and a meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who again is indeed worthy of our shouts of praise. What is it, dear friends, that gives you peace of mind? It certainly can't be the coronavirus pandemic. It gives us this the opposite, and for good reason. Does peace of mind come to us as we look at the balance in our bank and investment accounts? Well, we just recently witnessed yet again what can happen so quickly to that source of peace of mind, though the markets most likely will bounce back again. If our peace of mind is rooted in anything earthly, it is not a peace of mind that can and will last. Because the things of this world, they decay and they slip away. Or we will first. This train of thought led King Solomon, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, to say everything apart from God in this life is meaningless. That is, if it is in this life itself that we are trying to find our peace of mind, we will be greatly disappointed and not at peace. We will remain restless and searching. But there is a peace, dear friends, which brings about contentment and moves us to find a reason to rejoice always, even during those times in life which cause us to be unhappy. Such a peace we cannot obtain on our own or through the things of this world. It is rather a peace that has been obtained for us. It is a peace that is given to us. It is a peace which is available to all people. It is a peace that God promised. And in the promise to be fulfilled, people found peace, Old Testament. And in the promise that has been fulfilled, the New Testament, we are able to find peace. It is this peace. And how this peace came about, we are clearly reminded of again on this Palm Sunday and throughout this Holy Week. It is a peace we are to talk up, a peace that comes through Jesus. Jesus has secured a sure salvation. And at the heart of that salvation comes peace. And Jesus has secured this salvation and this peace for the nations. Jesus secured a sure salvation. And note how he went about securing this for you and for me and for all people. He went about this securing of salvation with great humility. There are three words at least to focus on as we talk about how Jesus secured our salvation with great humility. Visible, humble, righteous. Jesus was indeed visible in securing our salvation. He came down to this earth in flesh, taking on flesh like you and I have, so that he would be under the curse of the law as you and I are under the curse and requirements of the law. And yet not like us, he remained obedient in full, perfect obedience to the law, something you and I and the nations cannot do. He was definitely visible in those 3 years of public ministry, even visible before that, even though we're not told much about Jesus' years before his public ministry, but he was around and about. The main focus really is on those 3 years of ministry, which leads up to this Holy of Holy Weeks. Jesus performed miracles, as promised. Jesus proclaimed good news, as promised. Indeed, visible. And that's what led those who became his enemies to want to kill him, to be after him, because he was visible. And yet they could find no grounds of complaint, legitimate grounds of complaint against him, because Jesus also acted in such great humility. He didn't put the focus on himself. He did not pat himself on the back. Hey, you know what? That was a pretty good miracle of changing water into wine. You know what? I am all that in a bag of chips when I gave that man the ability to walk again. Jesus didn't go in the end zone and go, whoop, whoop, look at me. No, he kept the focus on his Father. A lesson for us. It wasn't about him, but us. Jesus was active and humble for us. Because he was about securing our salvation. And in securing our salvation, note that he was also righteous. He was just. As we said, they could find no basis for a complaint against him. That doesn't mean they didn't try, right? Accusing him to be partners with the devil, how foolish they were. Or accusing him of blasphemy, not grasping the promises throughout the Old Testament scriptures, which clearly identified how to recognize the Messiah and how Jesus in flesh was fulfilling those words of the prophets. There was no doubt of that. He was righteous, just, and that served him and us, the nations, well. Because the sacrifice to fully atone for our sins needed to be perfect without blemish. And Jesus visibly and humbly showed himself to be that righteous, just, innocent sacrifice we need. The book of Hebrews reminds us that Jesus was tempted in every way and yet was without sin. Can you and I say that? Can we go 5 minutes in a day without some sinful thought or word or action or motive? Praise the Lord that Jesus remained righteous and just, so that he could give of his life, again in all humility, to secure our salvation. Now he could have prevented his arrest. He said, I could send legions of angels to defend me, but to what end? He could have simply stepped down from that cross and said, you know what, Father, I have enough of this pain. I'm out of here. But no, because again, the focus wasn't about him. The focus was about us. It was about securing our salvation, a much needed salvation, so that we could have a peace which transcends all understanding, a peace in the inside, even right now, as we're dealing with uncertainties of life, as we're dealing with loved ones who are ill or potentially might become ill. We don't even know what our future holds, per se, apart from knowing that what Jesus said, those who believe in him will have eternal life. And so we can have a peace that transcends all understanding. A peace that was secured for us because Jesus humbly and willingly went to the cross to secure that salvation. When he entered Palm Sunday, Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday, he knew what was going to happen to him in a few days. He knew he was going to be arrested and treated to an unfair trial. He knew he was going to be beaten bloody. He knew he was going to be sentenced to death, to die a death on a cross. Crucifixion, a form, cruel way to die. He knew that, and he still entered Jerusalem humbly and willingly. And that's what makes Holy Week such a beautiful focus. Now, even though we're not able to gather together like we normally have been able to for these services, we still can keep our attention focused on what Jesus accomplished on these holy days and why he did it. The results lead to peace. As we focus in on that peace, which the book of Philippians describes that transcends all understanding, sometimes it's hard to explain that peace that we have because of Jesus and through Jesus to others. It's hard to put it in words. I mean, either you have it or you don't. And by the grace of God, we who believe in Him, by His grace and His calling, we have that peace, and we are called to share that peace, to put it into words, into action, so that others can see that peace and have it and live it. That peace means that we are forgiven. We have this forgiven status before God. We are reconciled. We have been made at peace, something that you and I could not accomplish on our own. Jesus accomplished for us because sin needed to be atoned for. It needed restitution. And not just any restitution would do. It had to be Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, your sin, my sin, the sin of the world. Contemplate how much sin that is. Mind-blowing. And yet Jesus humbly and willingly, in all righteousness, secured such a salvation, such a peace, such a forgiven status for us. That's a fact, what Jesus has accomplished. Whether one believes it or not, Jesus came into this world, there is no doubt. Jesus died on the cross. He declared, "It is finished. Your sins paid for." That's a fact. And by the grace of God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, who uses the means of grace, He brings us to believe in this fact that has been accomplished for us. The importance of justification, objective and subjective justification. Justification is all God. He, in love, came up with the promise because He knew we would need it to save us from our sins. He, in love, sent His Son, Jesus. And Jesus willingly fulfilled the Father's will in carrying out that plan of salvation. And the Holy Spirit reminds us then, day in and day out, of our forgiven status and how it has been accomplished for us. Palm Sunday is just the start of another great reminder of what has been accomplished for us and what the results are for us. We have a life to the full. Because of this peace we have been given, because of what Jesus has done for us, we have life now to the full. Even though we don't have the opportunity to enjoy all the full benefits of this life to the full now here on earth because of the aches and pains and the dealing with sin and the consequences of sin in this world, but yet, as promised, we are still more than conquerors now already through Him who loved us. Because none of the things that we go through here on this earth, all those ugly things, and even this pandemic we are facing now, none of these things can separate us from the love of God that we have in Christ Jesus. None of these things can null and void what God in love has done for us in Jesus. And so our eternity is bright. Our future is bright. And that's why we don't have to fear death. We don't do things to hasten death. We are not careless. For example, we honor this stay-home order to show our respect to God and to those He's put into authority. Because again, we're not trying to do things to hasten our death, but when death does come, by the grace of God, we don't have to fear it. We welcome it because it opens up a whole new, better life, forever life. With God our Father, and Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And note that Jesus has secured this salvation for the nations. And how important this is that He had to secure it, because we, the nations, cannot secure it by our human efforts. Not by our works are we saved, not by observing the law. And Jesus didn't come just to set a good example that we could follow. And then as we follow His example, hopefully we have done enough then to be saved before God, to whom we are accountable. Now He makes it clear that it is by grace we are saved through faith, not by our works. We can't boast. All boasting is directed to Christ. And this peace and salvation has been secured not by war, not by the bloodshed of many, but by the bloodshed of one, Jesus Christ. And that's how he continues to bring people to himself, not by force, not by bloodshed, but by the power of his word. The word which keys in on Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Sins forgiven and life in heaven. Because he lives, we too shall live. His blood is the cleansing agent we need. No other agent would suffice. Not gold or silver or works, but his precious blood. And this is important, again, because sin impacts the nations. We see evidence of sin each and every day throughout the world. We have the corruption that takes place in a variety of entities, evidence of sin. We have accusations taking place. I mean, it doesn't take much to point the finger to others, and that goes right back to the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve sinned and the blame game, and we continue to have that blame game going on today. As pointed out before, when we point the finger at someone else, we got to look at the fingers that are pointing back at us. The false gods that are in this world, giving people a false hope, focused on ritualism and traditions, as if they themselves are what going to save us and secure us salvation. When it's not the rituals and traditions themselves that save us, rather it's what Christ Jesus has done for us on the cross and sealed through the empty tomb that saves us. And how much of our life do we spend chasing after the wind, trying to find peace of mind and contentment and happiness through the things of this world? But as Solomon said, those things just leave us empty. And so such chasing after the wind is meaningless. So may we use this time that we are at home and not going through the normal routines that we had gotten used to. May we use this time to reflect on the proper priorities in life and to reflect on what is it that we had been chasing after and how this break in life, in a sense, can cause us to get our priorities back in line. To chase after that which is important, the one thing needful. Thus, faith in the world, faith in ourselves, it is in vain. Faith in Jesus, who has secured our salvation through the cross and sealed by the empty tomb, as 1 Corinthians 15 reminds us, such faith is not in vain. Dear friends, there is a need then to talk up Jesus, to shout Jesus from the rooftops, to talk about the peace that comes through Jesus. There is hope. There are answers. There is peace, and that peace can be ours each and every day, renewed in us as God's mercies are new each and every day. This is the peace that we have by God's grace through his word, and this is the peace that we are to talk up. So let people see and know that you are at peace. Give them opportunity to ask you, what is this peace that you have during this time of uncertainty? What is it that has stopped you from chasing after the things of this world and kept you focused on doing what God wants you to do with your life? Talk up that peace that you have through Jesus. Talk it up by how you live and by the conversations you have with others. And that starts then by continually contemplating this peace that you have, this peace which has been secured for you through Jesus. Contemplate it daily by contemplating his word. And use this Holy Week yet again to remind you of this peace that you have and how you have come to have it and what you are to do with it. We're going to close with these words from Philippians chapter 4, which remind us of just that, the attitude that we are to have in this life, how we can have such an attitude, and what we're to do with it. Rejoice in the Lord always. The Apostle Paul says, I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, Present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. At this time, when we would normally have our thank offering, when we are gathered together, just again want to say thank you to our family and friends of St. Mark's for your continued generous support of our ministry here at St. Mark's. Your gifts through the mail and through the online giving option are greatly appreciated and helpful, as we've noted before. As your expenses haven't gone away, so our expenses as a ministry haven't gone away. So again, thank you for your ongoing faithful support. May the Lord continue to bless each and every one of us as He knows best for us. We continue our worship with the prayer of the church. Well, before we get to the prayer of the church, let us confess our Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. I was just making sure you were still listening.
We confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now the prayer of the church.
Let us pray, brothers and sisters, for the Holy Church of God throughout the world, that God, the Almighty Father, gather and guide it so that we may worship Him in peace and tranquility.
Almighty and eternal God, You have shown Your glory to all nations in Jesus Christ. Guide the work of the church. Help it to persevere in faith, proclaim Your word, and bring salvation to people everywhere. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for our pastors and teachers and all leaders of the church and for all the people of God.
Almighty and eternal God, Your Spirit guides the church and makes it holy. Strengthen and uphold all who serve You and Your people. Keep them in health and safety for the good of the church. Help each of us to do faithfully the work to which You have called us. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer. Let us pray for those who do not believe in Christ, that the light of the Holy Spirit may show them the way to salvation.
Almighty and eternal God, enable those who do not acknowledge Christ to receive the truth of the gospel. Help us, Your church, to grow in love for You and for one another, so that we become more perfect witnesses of Your love for all people. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer. Let us pray for those who serve in public office, that God may guide their minds and hearts so that all of us may live in true peace and freedom.
Almighty and eternal God, graciously direct those who have been set in positions of authority among us so that people everywhere may enjoy justice, peace, freedom, and a share in the goodness of Your creation. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer. Let us pray that God, the Almighty and Merciful Father, may heal the sick, Comfort the dying, give safety to travelers, and free those unjustly deprived of liberty.
Almighty and eternal God, you give strength to the weary and new courage to those who have lost heart. In your mercy, hear the prayers of all who call on you in any trouble, that they may have the joy of receiving your help in their need. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. We also offer up these special prayers. O Lord of heaven and earth and sea, to you all praise and glory be. How can we thank you properly who gives us all? Dear Lord, from you we all derive our life, our gifts, our power to give. O may we ever with you live who gives us all. Lord, bring healing to Linda Arms and Norm Larson, as these, our fellow believers, have been in need of medical attention this past week. As we continue to deal with the COVID-19 situation, keep our eyes fixed on you. What does not change is our need for your salvation and the fact that we have it by your grace through faith in your Son, Jesus. For those who are dealing with loved ones lost due to this virus or for any other reason, bring them comfort. For those who are ill, bring them healing. For those who have not come down with it, keep them healthy. Help us patiently endure through this situation. Give us the words to direct the attention of others to your promises, which once again today we know were not and are not empty words. Help us examine our hearts through this and lead us to not trust in ourselves for answers, but to lean on you and the help spiritually and medically you provide. Spiritually through your means of grace, and medically through a variety of means, including the medical personnel going above and beyond to help others. As they help others, keep them safe and focused. We commend ourselves to your care. For those celebrating a birthday this week, continue to have your blessings be evident in their lives, and continue to deepen the love and commitment of those celebrating a wedding anniversary. Now hear us, Lord, as we also join in praying the prayer our Savior has taught us. Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Our next hymn is My Hope is Built on Nothing Less. It's found in Christian Worship, number 382.
Thank you.
Just a few announcements before we continue with the closing prayer and benediction and our closing hymn. Just a reminder that our Holy Work services will be online as scheduled. You can find those service times on our website for Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday. The Lord continue to bless your worship with Him and with all of us as we in spirit are worshiping together our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, Bible study for today. It's a new topic for the month of April. We're looking at the topic called Resurrection Impact. So we'll be looking at Isaiah 53. That will begin at 9:15 today. You can find the handout for this Bible study under our Staying Connected to God's Word link on our website. Again, if you received our email, you can also find it there in the email. And then for our Sunday school, for adults and children who are using the Sunday school materials, again, you'll find those materials on our website under those links that were mentioned. And just the highlight, too, on those links in our website, our weekly news is there, so good information of what's going on currently at our church and school. School is taking place. Our teachers are doing a great job keeping the students in education, so thank you to our teachers and to the parents and to the students. Keep in mind, in our weekly news, also the article regarding our principal call. We did hear from Mr. Chris Mueller, who is serving at St. John's in Watertown, Wisconsin. He has returned the call. So our Board of Child Discipleship will be looking at this week some options of how we go forward to fill that call. So stay tuned on that. Again, just direct you to our weekly news and our website for all the information to stay in connection with us here at St. Mark's. Our closing prayer. Blessed Lord, you have given us your Holy Scriptures for our learning. May we so hear them, read, learn, and take them to heart, that being strengthened and comforted by your Holy Word, we may cling to the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Our closing hymn, To God Be the Glory, in Christian Worship number 399. Thank you.